Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. This week was a very, very tough week, or I should say last week was a very, very tough week for Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban, if you don't know him, is a multi-billionaire. He's on a very popular show called Shark Tank, and he's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks basketball team here in the U.S. And within the Mavericks organization, there was brought to light that there were some terrible sexual harassment activities that were going on. And what was interesting, though, to me was how Cuban handled the situation. Because one of the things he did is he fell on the sword, right? He just admitted that he had problems and that the organization had big problems and suggested that he should have been more in touch with it. So he didn't panic. He didn't run away. He didn't make excuses. He literally just fell on the sword and said, I should have known and I should have been more in touch with this and I should have done more about it. Another interesting observation about how he handled the situation is he just dealt with it immediately. So he got on the media, he got himself on different television shows, and literally showed a side of himself that was very vulnerable, that was very human, and made him a very likable person as a result of it. Right? He was almost in tears in one of the shows that I saw. And it just showed that he was human. And I think that really appealed to a lot of people. And I think in doing what he did, he saved himself a lot of issues, right? He could have been suspended by the NBA, but he wasn't. There could have been all kinds of other problems that came as a result of it. I don't think we know the full extent of what's going to happen. But I will say that he did a tremendous amount of damage control. And having empathy for people and doing the right thing and just coming out and talking about it immediately without allowing it to fester, I really think helped him diffuse a lot of the problems that could have come out of the situation. The other thing he did was he made a donation, a $10 million donation, to a group that helps people in these situations. And so you look at this and it could have been far worse. But one of the things that's really interesting to me is that when I find myself in bad situations, and thank God I've never had a situation that probably this severe in terms of work. But one of the things I like to do is just deal with it immediately. Because if you don't deal with it immediately, it's going to fester and typically get worse. And you're going to have to be with it. But if you can just get out in front of it and do everything in your power to diffuse the situation right away, that's typically going to make the whole situation better for you. Because the other problem is you sit and let it wait, and then the stress accumulates and people start to talk and things get worse. But if you could just deal with it immediately, that's a great way to do things. I mean, let's face it, there's certain things that you can't. I have a buddy that's going through an audit, and there's no way to really expedite that because you're not in control of the outcome. But for other situations where you do have some control, where you can get out in front of it, why not do it? Right? It alleviates a lot of the problems you have by taking it off your mind. You know where the end is. Right? Much of the things we worry about is uncertainty. We don't know where things are going to end. And if you can get out in front of things early, and turn that uncertainty into a certainty so that you know and you have a better idea of what you're up against, that really helps to diffuse the situation, and it also helps to alleviate the stress involved that you're dealing with. If you have any thoughts on this discussion, shoot me an email. It's joel@joelbrookman.com. I'd love to hear your point of view and if you have anything to add that I didn't discuss. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today, just think about those problems that you're facing. If there's anything pressing right now that you can deal with it. Take responsibility, fall on the sword, do the right thing, but don't put it off, because if you put it off, it's just going to fester. Deal with your problems now, and you'll eliminate the stress, or at least reduce the stress that's associated with them.